Academic Minute podcast support comes from the American Council on Education, providing leadership and advocacy on behalf of the nation's colleges and universities for almost 100 years. Learn more at acenet.edu.
Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. When a species becomes split into two geographically isolated populations, the groups often find themselves on divergent evolutionary paths. Terry Gates, postdoctoral fellow at Ohio University, reveals the event that created the two distinct groups of dinosaurs that once populated North America.
75 million years ago, North America was a very different place. Warmer than today, split into three large islands by a flooding seaway, and inhabited by huge dinosaurs. The western island that is today the American and Canadian West preserves a dizzying array of dinosaur species, especially those of large-bodied plant-eating horned dinosaurs and duck-billed dinosaurs, which are larger than elephants. Interestingly, the time period just prior to the infamous KT extinction 65 million years ago, where all dinosaurs except birds went extinct, the number of these large plant-eating dinosaur species seems to have diminished. Paleontologists have wondered why for decades. Luckily, a revolution has started in dinosaur paleontology, where new species are being discovered faster than ever and are being placed within a time framework that allows direct comparison of dinosaur occurrences with geologic factors that may have affected their evolution. My colleagues and I compared horned and duck-billed dinosaur species occurrences with geologic data on the rise of mountain chains in North America. We found that around 75 million years ago, the time when the flooding seaway and two mountain ranges coincided in the western continent, several closely related mega-herbivorous dinosaur species lived simultaneously, but physically separated. Also, the rate at which new dinosaur species evolved skyrocketed during this same time. Later, when the seaway receded from the continent, evolutionary rates slowed dramatically. It seems a combination of physical barriers facilitated rapid evolution of dinosaurs for only a short time in North America. The amazing fossils found in this continent are quickly shedding new light on the dynamic evolution of dinosaurs in relation to changing climate and landscapes.
That was Terry Gates of Ohio University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College, celebrating 175 years of educating women leaders around the world.
Change, yeah. Turn and face the strain. Change.